Searching the Internet.
In this section, we will look at ways you can go beyond surfing the web and turn it into a powerful research tool for your speeches. We'll begin by looking at search aids and other resources for conducting efficient, focused inquiries. Then we'll look at some specialized research resources that are especially valuable for classroom speeches. Finally, we'll explain how to evaluate the reliability and objectivity of the research materials you find on the web and how to cite them in your speeches.
Search aids.
Instead of haphazardly surfing the web, the smart approach is to use a search aid to find exactly what you need. Because there are so many documents on the web, no search aid can provide a comprehensive catalog of all of them. Each aid has its strengths and weaknesses, and each has its own procedures for in-depth searches. New search aids keep cropping up, and existing ones continue to be refined. The three major kinds of aids are search engines, meta-search engines, and virtual libraries. Search engines. Search engines index web pages and scan them to find what you want. Because each works a little differently and indexes different pages, the results of any search will vary depending on the engine you use. Taken together, the major search engines cover about 40% of the total number of web pages, and no single search engine covers more than 15 or 20%. Depending on the topic of your speech and the information you're looking for, you may find exactly what you need right away. If not, don't despair. It may well show up on another search engine. Google and Yahoo are two major search engines. Meta-search engines. Meta-search engines, such as Dogpile and MegaCrawler, are the search engines of search engines. They send your request to several search engines at the same time, allowing you to cast a broader net than is possible with a single engine. This can be a great advantage, especially when you are looking for something very obscure. Trying to find it by going through a number of search engines, one by one, would be extremely time-consuming. By using a meta-search engine, you can scan a dozen or more search engines simultaneously. Virtual libraries. Search engines help you find what's on the web, but few evaluate the quality of the sources they retrieve. Faced with the fact that anyone can post anything on the Internet, librarians and other information specialists are working to make it easier to locate reliable, high-quality web resources. One result of their efforts is the creation of virtual libraries, search aids that combine Internet technology with traditional library methods of cataloging and assessing data to create first-class research collections. Virtual libraries are also valuable because they can help you locate materials that are overlooked by even the most thorough of search engines. These materials are part of what is called the invisible web, millions of databases and other resources that, because of technological factors, are not indexed by search engines. By accessing this invisible web, virtual libraries expand the kinds of Internet resources available to you.
Evaluating Internet documents.
When you do research in a library, everything you find has been evaluated in one way or another before it gets to you. Books, magazines, and journals have editorial procedures to determine whether a given work should or should not be published. Once a work is published, it has to be approved by the acquisition staff for inclusion in the library. The Internet, of course, is a very different story. The most trusted resources on the web are those derived from printed works, government records, newspaper articles, research reports, and the like. But most web documents exist only in electronic form. Of these, few have gone through the kind of editorial review that is designed to ensure a basic level of reliability in printed works. Here we look at three criteria you can use to help distinguish between the jewels and the junk on the Internet. Authorship. Is the author of the web document you are assessing clearly identified? If so, what are his or her qualifications? Is the author an expert on the topic? Can her or his data and opinions be accepted as objective and unbiased? just as you should not cite a book or magazine article without identifying the author and his or her credentials, so you should not cite an electronic work in the absence of this information. Sponsorship. Many web documents are published by business, government agencies, public interest groups, and the like, rather than by individual authors. In such cases, you must judge whether the sponsoring organization is impartial enough to cite in your speech. Is the organization objective in its research and fair-minded in its statements? Is it economically unbiased with regard to the issue under discussion? Does it have a history of accuracy and nonpartisanship? What do you do if you can't verify the credentials of an author or identify a credible sponsoring organization for an internet document? The answer is easy. Don't use the document in your speech. In this regard, the same standards apply whether you are dealing with a printed work or an electronic one. Recency. One of the advantages of using the internet for research is that it often has more recent information than you can find in print sources. But just because a document is on the internet does not mean its facts and figures are up to the minute. The best way to determine the recency of an internet document is to look for a copyright date, publication date, or date of last revision at the top or bottom of the document. If you are using a source located through a virtual library, you can usually be confident of its currency, as well as its objectivity and reliability. Government and academic sites almost always include the date on which the site was last updated.